Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on Listener Supported 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus. We're live in Studio A with Madison Violet. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing? Hi. It's nice to have you. And they've been down in Tennessee and Kentucky and just passing through. So you can't see them tonight in Columbus, but maybe they'll be back for a show. But they're headed to Kent for tomorrow night's show. So thank you for dropping by and
thanks for having us
and playing a few for us. They've got a new CD out, and we'll ask you about that and what's been going on and where you're headed after this first song. What you going to do?
We're going to do a song from our new record, No Fool for Trying. This is called Crying.
Great.
No poetry, no fire, no tale or tire, no litter, no gold, no growing old. It's all about
Madison Violet, live from Studio A, that track, Crying, and it's off their new CD, No Fool for Trying. And they're just passing through Columbus, playing a few songs for us live this afternoon, and they'll be over at Kent tomorrow. Where is that place? Kent, Ohio. You can go to madisonviolet.com for more information and check out the show there if you can head up north for a bit. And hopefully they'll be back for a show in Columbus in the near future. And this new CD, No Fool for Trying, this is what studio album for you guys?
Number three.
And you guys had a couple solo efforts out by yourselves, or did you?
Actually, Adrian, our bass player, and I used to have a band called Zoe Bliss, and we did a couple of records. But okay. Neither of us have ever done a solo project.
Well, talk about when you first met at a place called The Green Room, and was that in Canada?
That was in Toronto. And The Green Room is a restaurant, kind of an artsy restaurant where you go to, you know, look at art in the wall and get served poor service because it's full of bitter artists. But the food's great. And Brenly overheard me say my last name, which is McIsaac. And the reason why she ended up coming over to introduce herself is because her father actually grew up in Cape Breton, where McIsaac is a very, and that's the east coast of Canada, Nova Scotia. And so that's, McIsaac isn't a very familiar name in Ontario. So she just assumed that maybe I was an east coaster. She came over and introduced herself, and lo and behold, we knew, you know, loads of each other's relatives, and our fathers, you know, ended up sitting next to each other in high school, we found out, and so there was a long, long history before we actually met.
It's funny, too, because about a month before we met, I was in Cape Breton, just on a holiday, and my cousin said, you know, Lisa McIsaac lives just down the road, she just moved to Toronto, you'll probably run into her, and I went, yeah, in a city of 3 million people, I'll probably run into her. And lo and behold, I did.
And any relation to Ashley?
That's my big brother.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm the baby in the family.
Wild. So yeah, the music runs wide and deep, right? Or however that saying goes. But, well, that's very cool. Bentley, how do you spell Brenly? How Brenly. Do you pronounce your last name?
McEachern,
okay. And Adrian is with us too? And Adrian.
You're not even going to try and pronounce his last name, are you?
Adrian Larishin. Wow. Just call him Gone Fishing. It's the easiest.
Together, they're Madison Violet. And so the little towns that you're from are from around in the Toronto area?
No, I'm from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. So
I thought you were just, okay.
That's like, you know, a 22-hour drive from Toronto. And Brenly, even though she had family out east, she was born in Montreal and grew up in Ontario. So we ended up meeting in a totally different city altogether.
Gotcha. That's kind of kismet, right? Mm. A little. And so far away from Vancouver, so you weren't going
to
be around.
We're on the other side of the planet. you can fly to London faster than you can get to Vancouver from where you are, or from where we are.
Don't even get to go see our skaters win.
Or ours.
Yes.
It's Madison Violet live from Studio A, and thank you again for being here. They're going to play a couple more for us, and we have a copy of the CD to give away after this next tune. What are you going to do?
We're going to do a song called Laura Lee, and it was inspired by a fellow East Coaster who was a bit of a troubled girl.
Don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. Ain't no good to keep crying those tears to me. Find another lover and hide from your mother. Sneak out the back, keep it on the covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. I know a girl from a hard town. Sparkling eyes in a red crown, she knew a way around. She left home in a white dress, tight dress. Ring round her finger for tonight's guest. Gonna keep it all low down. It all low down. Don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. Ain't no good to keep crying those tears to me. You'll find another lover and hide him from your mother. Seek out the back and keep it on the covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. Come on, girl, you got your head down. Put your foot down. Nothing to lose. Find yourself a strong man, wrong man. I'm playing this fool till another comes round. Ooh, you'll find. take out the back and keep it on the covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Laura.
Laura Lee, another one live from Studio A. It's Madison Violet joining us today, and that's off their new studio album, No Fool for Trying. And though they're just passing through Columbus today and kind enough to stop by and play live for us, and they'll perform in Kent, Ohio tomorrow night. MadisonViolet.com is their website for more info and what's going on, and then headed back home for a bit and then out to Germany? Is that on the next... The next step of the tour?
Well, we take a little jaunt out to the East Coast for the East Coast Music Awards.
Oh, great.
And that's kind of like the East Coast, what do you call them? What do you call them? Grammys. It's like the East Coast Grammys. And then we head to Germany.
Very nice. Have you been to Germany before? I know you guys tour a lot.
Yeah, we've been there many times. Yeah. And it's a great place to tour. Lots of great music venues and quite a good singer-songwriter scene as well.
If you're willing to put up with all the traffic, it's one big Stau. That's what they call it, Stau after the other. They just, I don't know what they do wrong there, but there's 80 million cars on the road at the same time all the time.
Wow, worse than LA probably.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Like we drove from Denmark to Switzerland through Germany. It was supposed to take us 12 hours. It took us 17 hours, and that's typical because of the...
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be... Well, you got to spread those dates out a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
So talk about the folk festival that you... Just in Memphis, I think, just happened last weekend?
Yeah, the Folk Alliance Conference.
Folk Alliance.
It's kind of nonstop 24-hour music for 4 days, I guess. And we... When did we get there? We got there Thursday night. Like, we played... We had showcases from 3 in the afternoon until 2 in the morning, and it was...
Oh, wow.
I felt like I was going to walk away with bleeding fingers. And we were one of the artists that didn't play that much.
Oh, jeez.
We took it easy.
So it just go, go, go.
Yeah, it's full of promoters and loads of industry professionals and musicians from all over the world that fly in for this conference.
So did you get any downtime to see new artists that you hadn't seen, or was it just you were on stage pretty much... Getting ready for that a lot?
Got to see a couple of bands. Yeah, there was one band where I saw this upright bass player that was just crazy. Do you know what they were called?
I think they were the Twisters.
The Twisters. And what a great band.
Yeah?
Yeah. And just to go and see the bass player alone, you should check those guys out.
So any of the Kings stuff down there? Any Memphis or the
Yeah, we
Graceland?
Went, we took some time. We went to Sun Studios and we went to the Lorraine Motel where the infamous assassination of Martin Luther King. That
wow.
was quite a haunting experience to do that. We didn't get a whole lot of time, but we always try and
right.
put something in touristy in Memphis.
Yeah, of course. There's so much to see in the world, and I know touring it's probably harder to get that done. Now, talk about your childhood growing up and the music in your households individually, if you would.
Well, my parents' record collection was really pretty, you know, they had a pretty broad love of music, really. They went like Charlie Pride to Elvis Presley to Dolly Parton to the Beach Boys, Freddie Fender, a lot of country, really old-time great country singers. Mm-hmm. At the time, you know, I didn't think I liked country music, or at least I wouldn't admit to it, and yet I knew every single lyric in every song they played night after night. My parents liked to party, so, you know, we heard loud music.
Right.
And then when I started buying my own records, I got right into Neil Young and Cat Stevens and Joni Mitchell.
And started playing guitar along with those records, or did
yeah,
you self-taught?
Actually, I started, what really inspired me to play was the Eagles. For some reason, when I heard the Eagles, and I think I saw a songbook, and it looked like, wow, there's only 3 chords I need to learn. So I snuck into my brother's room and started playing his guitar. And finally, when I graduated college, my parents bought me a beautiful 12-string guitar.
Very nice. Well, and here you are now, and this new album, and your experience, too, as well.
Well, you actually know a little of my experience.
Well, yeah,
I come from a musical family. My father plays the fiddle, and my older brother, Ashley, is a musician as well.
Uh-huh.
And my old brother, and my mother is just learning right now, so it kind of runs through the family. I grew up in a traditional Scottish fiddle-playing family, so, you know, although I did hear some of the music that Brenly said... It was more so listening to really, really folk artists or like Celtic roots, mostly instrumental traditional stuff. And so, and you know, weekends my parents would throw parties, except it would be, the basement would be full of fiddlers and piano players and dancing and
fun.
Yeah, it was great. And
Janelle and Cameron, we should always throw
and
Janelle
and Cameron,
because
yep.
Both our parents had all of his records.
Wow.
And that was actually the first, funny enough, that was someone who I grew up listening to, but he was also the first band I ever toured in. I ended up, he hired me to be a sideman fiddler, and I ended up touring Canada with him. So that was pretty special for me. He's since
that
passed away,
since,
but it's...
Yeah.
And
so
cool.
Fiddle was your first instrument then?
That was my main instrument. And that was, you know, when my friends had babysitting jobs and working at McDonald's, I was flying out and playing for square dances and stuff. So that's what I would do. I would, you know, leave on a Friday and come back on Sunday night and then go to school on Monday.
Sweet. That sounds much... Well, I mean, babysitting's fun, you know. Kids are great, but that's kind of a different, you know, way to make money as you're growing up. So that's neat, too. Thank you for sharing.
No,
and Adrian, we're glad you're here, too.
Thank you.
What about yourself growing up?
Well, I come from a family where my grandfather was a priest and my grandmother was a concert pianist back in Ukraine. And my uncle's a choir conductor who composes and arranges music and for choirs for the church. And on the other side of my family, my grandmother pretty well introduced me to Ukrainian country music from Winnipeg.
Wow.
And that's where I kind of started.
And your musical path? Wow. Well, thank you all so much. It's Brenly, Lisa, and Adrian together, and it's Madison Violet. And this new CD is No Fool for Trying. We'll give a copy away right now for caller number 3 at 821-9223. Thanks again for being here and playing this wonderful music for us.
What's
today.
That number again?
Thanks,
I'm going to just give it a call.
I'm running low on stocks.
Too bad. This is ours. One lucky listener. 821-9223. What's this last one you're going to do?
We're going to play the title track, No Fool for Trying.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, there's trouble on this road. This ain't no ordinary highway. With each and every hop, I see you trying to spot off. You're gone a million miles away. All those long, long drives round the winding road. Without warning, came the morning. It was good and the light was fine. Says just before the dawn, I'm no fool for trying. You don't know what you miss until it's gone. So now I bundle up your clothes. See no ordinary Friday. Pack up the sun, the final blow. You're up, you're gone. Before the dawn, I'm no fool for trying. It was good when the lie was fun. Fell to pieces just before the dawn. I'm no fool
what you miss until it's gone. No fool, fool for trying. Don't know what you miss until it's gone.